Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, just saw the movie Sammy and Rosie Get Laid. It's about sex, class, politics, and cross-cultural encounters in England.
While watching the movie Sammy and Rosie Get Laid, I felt bubbly and hopeful. It was made by the team who did My Beautiful Laundrette, writer Hanif Qureshi and director Stephen Frears. It's a movie for grown-ups, resolutely serious in subject matter, but freewheeling in form. At a time when most movie makers are turning their backs on ambivalence and giving us one-dimensional characters, here is a film in which everyone has conflicting, unresolvable sides. While most movies show blacks or whites, and of course mostly whites, here is a movie that celebrates the mingling of races. It's about politics and sex, and it gives you the feeling, the way Godard's movies in the late 60s did, that sex has a politics and that politics is sexy. It sends a screw you to Reagan and Thatcher. It also sends a screw you to people who treat art like a rug, something to purchase, not be changed by. At the beginning of the movie, London police charge the flat of a black woman. They're looking for her son, but she panics and throws grease on them, and they shoot her dead. The act sets off a race riot, and into this brick-tossing, car-bashing maelstrom walks Rafi, a Pakistani politician. Rafi is played by the superb Indian actor Shashi Kapoor. He's a charmer, a chameleon. He hasn't seen London in 30 years, but he can stay afloat in this post-empire soup of races and ethnicities. He wants to make peace with his son, Sammy, who works as an accountant for artists, but has chosen to live in the fringe area where the rioting is taking place. Sammy is married to Rosie, a social worker and feminist. She admires Rafi for helping to lead a revolution against the British, but when she finds out that he was a torturer in the subsequent corrupt regime, all hell breaks loose. The inner conflict of the characters matches the violence on the streets. The movie moves like a web of interlocking dreams. Some sets have documentary realism, others Hollywood flash. The plot is too complicated to unfold here, and the full cast too numerous to describe. The movie doesn't tell you how you're supposed to feel about the partly likable and partly repellent characters, but one thing it makes clear is that the post-colonial influx of races is the most promising thing to happen to Britain in 50 years. In the most graphic and fanciful embodiment of this idea, the screen becomes a triptych, and three interracial couples have sex. They're serenaded by a quartet of Rastafarians who do a reggae version of My Girl, complete with Temptations moves. The sequence is sexy and witty, but I have one quarrel with it, and with the way sex is treated throughout the movie. In the heart of London, a city inundated with safe sex ads, the socially conscious characters in this movie take no precautions against AIDS. They don't even mention the disease. While the right blames AIDS on sexual freedom, Frears and Qureshi, by not challenging this charge, come off treating HIV virus as if it were right-wing propaganda, something that will fade away under the left. This is precisely what won't happen, what isn't happening. But if left-wing artists and politicians don't at least address the existential fears AIDS raises, the only voice people will hear is that of reaction. Sammy and Rosie Get Laid is an inspiriting romp, but the hysteria about AIDS inside it takes the form of complete denial, and this silence is definitely dispiriting.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and is a contributor to The Village Voice.